This lesson goes a level deeper into income-producing property, the kind of material that rounds out a strong score on exam day. Commercial rent gets structured differently than residential. In a gross lease, the tenant pays one flat rent, and the landlord covers taxes, insurance, and maintenance. In a net lease, the tenant pays base rent plus some or all of those expenses directly. And in a percentage lease, common in retail spaces like shopping centers, the tenant pays base rent plus a percentage of their gross sales. A 1031 exchange lets an investor defer paying capital gains tax by reinvesting the sale proceeds into another like-kind investment property. This only works for investment or business property. A personal residence never qualifies. And there are strict timelines. The investor must identify a replacement property and close within specific windows, or the tax deferral is lost. When comparing income properties, cap rate tells a story beyond just the math. A lower cap rate generally signals a lower risk, more desirable property. Investors accept a smaller return for more safety. A higher cap rate generally signals higher risk or a higher potential return to compensate for it. And remember, vacancy rate and expense ratio both feed directly into net operating income, which feeds directly into value. Try this. A commercial tenant pays base rent plus a percentage of their monthly gross sales. This is A. Gross lease. B. Net lease. C. Percentage lease. Or D. Ground lease. The answer is C. A percentage lease. Base rent plus a cut of gross sales is the exact definition, and it's most common in retail settings like shopping centers, where the landlord benefits directly from the tenant's success. That covers the full roadmap, from agency and math all the way to commercial leases. Keep reviewing, keep practicing, and get ready for exam day at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.